Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Bad Apple. It was written by Hugh Lewis Jones and Ben Sanders. And it's read today by Mommy and... Sorry, what? What does that mean?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Meow.
Oh, are you being a cat? Oh, I see what the deal is. Yeah, okay. So in the picture, when we open the book, we can see there is, in fact, an apple. And he is sitting on a very angry, not so happy looking cat. Are you that cat? Are you that apple? What's going on? Let's find out. Okay. This is Apple. He's a nasty piece of fruit. And you can see that he doesn't look nice, does he? His hands are little fists, and he's a frowny little guy. Why is he so angry? Just you wait. It says, whoa, he's coming across as really aggressive. Let's read it. Apple and pear. Life's not fair. It was pear's chair. And in the picture we can see there is a beautiful looking blue chair. Looks very comfortable, doesn't it? And Apple is sitting back in it with his leg propped up, just relaxed. But it was Pear's chair. The book said so. And poor Pear is on the floor, sitting there looking very cross. Wonder why Apple took his chair. Okay. Apple and Pea. Oh, dearie me. He drank Pea's tea. Oh, dear. We should not do that, should we? So in the picture, we can see tiny little Pea had a tiny little cup of tea. And Apple just snatched it and drank the whole thing. I wonder if it was apple tea. Probably not. Might have had some pea protein in it. I don't know. What it is it's not fair to eat somebody else's food or drink their drink, is it? No, absolutely not. Uh-oh, now here we go. Apple and cat. Now, fancy that. He stole cat's hat. And in the picture, we can see... Yep. There he is.
Found it.
Yeah, he snatched the hat right off the cat and ran. What an unkind apple. Why is he doing that? Apple and Spud, with one big thud, pushed in the mud. Aw, poor Spud. Do you know what a spud is?
I think it's kind of like a potato or a...
Yes.
It's a potato?
Yes! A spud, another way of saying spud, is to say a potato. So you could have some mashed spuds if you wanted. He spoiled Spoon's tune. He broke Egg's leg. He pinched Peach and Plum. And then Plum's mom. This guy's not good at all. So we can see, so Spoon had maybe an ukulele or a guitar maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he just broke it. Broke the neck of the instrument. And it looks like he also cracked Egg's shell, too, a little bit when he broke his leg. He's done some awful things. We don't pinch people, do we?
Mm-mm.
That's not kind. Apple and Orange. Well, that was never going to work. Apple and Rose. Guess how it goes. He stood on his toes to pull Rose's nose. This apple is really unkind, but you know what? I'm surprised that he didn't have a problem because look, in the picture we can see, what is he standing on to get up there?
A cactus.
Yeah, there's cacti in this picture. And cactus have...
Pointies.
thorns, right? Well, guess what? So do roses. I'm surprised that this apple didn't get poked by either the thorns on the cacti or the thorns on the rose, but sure enough, he got away with it. Apple and pie told a lie that made him cry, then poked pie's eye. Such a bad apple. Okay, why are you poking people in the eye? Super not nice. Apple and snake begin to bake, but what a mistake. What should you not trust? To eat snake's cake. Oh, so snake had been baking a cake, and apple just rolled in, snatched up that cake, horked it down. And look at, what do you see on Snake's face? Is he looking happy?
No.
Is he looking?
Nah.
Yeah. Better not be rude when you're just food. Which Apple definitely is. Oh, bother, he says. From where? Where is the apple right now?
Inside of Snake's stomach.
Inside of that snake just went oop and swallowed him right down.
Wait, well, what's pee doing?
And pee is cheers. He's got his little pee has rolled along here and watched it all. So he's got his cup of tea and he's just, I think I'll drink my cup of tea.
Oh,
because he's not nice and he got what he deserved, I guess. You gotta be on your best behavior. And so, and in the last thing we can see, friends, which we have to mention, is that the author of this book and the illustrator of this book have their pictures in the back of the book. They're fascinating people who wrote this book. And what has that bad apple done?
That apple
has come along with crayons and drawn on their pictures. Oh, goodness. This what a naughty little creature this apple is. Whatever he is. Because he's not just a piece of fruit. He's got a bad attitude. But he got his in the end, I suppose, which teaches us an important lesson. Should we be kind?
Yes.
To everyone?
Yes.
Especially snakes?
Yes.
And that is?
The end. Wait, and if you don't want a snake to eat, you should just be kind to it.
Well, yeah, and also stay far away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And except if its head looks like a heart.
Yeah, because those are poisonous ones, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, so we want to just stay away from all the creepy snakes in the world. Keep a nice, safe distance from them. And that is...
The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.